Ty Lawson racked up 18 points, 9 assists, and 5 rebounds last night as the Nuggets beat the Trailblazers 104-95. Blazer head coach Nate McMillan says his guys just did not match Denver's level of intensity.
We just, got outworked. That team came out and, right from the start, outworked us, pounded us on the boards, pounded us in the paint, and, wanted it more.
Jamal Crawford provided Portland with 21 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists in defeat. LaMarcus Aldridge finished with 20 plus 9 caroms for the Blazers, who have now lost 7 of their last 11. Elsewhere in the league yesterday, winners were Oklahoma City, Orlando, New York, Golden State, Boston, Detroit, Memphis, Toronto, Chicago, Utah, and the Lakers. Blazers back in action. They're on their home court tonight hosting the Miami Heat. It's a 7:30 tip-off. Catch it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Meantime, Redmond is out of the boys' 6A basketball playoffs. The Panthers lost to North Salem last night 85-73 in a game played on the Vikings' home court. Matt Dalson led the effort with 27 points, and Tanner Mansell had 15 plus 14 rebounds, but the Panthers just could not overcome 17 turnovers. Sad end to their season. Sun River will once again host the PGA Pro National Championship. Crosswater and Meadows courses in June of 2013 will play host to club professionals from around the country. Coverage of all 4 rounds on the Golf Channel ensures that plenty of people will be exposed to Central Oregon golf. Sun River hosted the tourney twice before in 2001 and again in 2007. And UCLA basketball coach Ben Howland has reportedly allowed the Bruins program to drift from the tenets established by John Wooden, recruiting players who have undermined team morale and employing double standards when disciplining star athletes. Sports Illustrated's report is based on interviews with more than a dozen players and staff members from the past 4 UCLA teams. Alcohol and drug abuse by players, sometimes before practice, reportedly went unpunished. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.